Hello, welcome to the vocabulary lesson for first battle. Let's begin. First, we see the word howl, a howl from the opposing army. A howl is similar to a scream or a yell. Oh, that's a howl, or ah, that's also a howl. So a howl is a scream or a yell. Okay, and we see the word thudded. Thudded here is being used as a verb. The noun thud is a sound. It's a heavy, low sound like this. That is a thud, noun. If you make that sound, then we call that thudding or to thud. So I thudded my hand against the desk. All right, next we see in unison. In unison. In unison means together. Together at the same time. Two people or more doing the same thing at the same time, we say in unison, in unison, in unison. We see the word giddy in the first paragraph. Giddy means nervous and excited. Giddy, giddy. Giddy means nervous and excited. It means nervous, but usually nervous about something good, nervous about something fun. You might be giddy before Christmas because you will get some gifts. So giddy. Giddy means nervous and excited. Next paragraph, we see the word wiry. It's spelled W-I-R-Y. But in fact, we say it with three syllables. Wiry. 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 Wiry means thin with muscles. Means a person who has muscles, okay, so they're a little bit strong, but they're also very thin. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the governor of my state, California. Arnold Schwarzenegger is not wiry. He's not. He has very, very big muscles. A wiry person has smaller muscles, and they're very thin. They have no fat, no fat. Jackie Chan is wiry. Jackie Chan. Jet Li is wiry. Wiry. Okay, we see the phrase goosebumps. Goosebumps. Goosebumps are the little bumps on your skin when you are afraid or nervous or excited. I think in Japan they say chicken bumps sometimes, some other countries, but we say goose. Goose is an animal. It's like a big duck. So goosebumps, the little bumps on your skin when you're nervous or cold or scared. All right. We see the verb to advance. To advance. In this case, to advance means move forward. Move straight ahead. Move forward. To advance. To advance. The army's advanced means the army's moved forward. All right. In the next paragraph, we see the word adrenaline. Adrenaline. Adrenaline is a chemical from your body. Adrenaline is a chemical in your body. Adrenaline is a hormone, a chemical in your body. When you are afraid or excited, your body makes adrenaline. Adrenaline makes you want to run away or fight. So when you feel very excited, you have a lot of energy, it's because you have adrenaline in your body, in your blood. All right, we see the word awe here, A-W-E, awe. It's pronounced awe, awe, awe. You don't actually say a W sound. There's not awa. No, it's awe. And awe means surprise, amazement. You feel like, oh, wow, amazing, incredible, wow. That feeling we call awe, awe. And the word awesome comes from this short word, awe. Okay, next paragraph we have the word oddballs. An oddball is a person who is a little strange. So odd, O-D-D, means a little strange. But that's an adjective. Oddball is a noun. It describes, it refers to a person. An oddball is a person who is odd. An oddball is a person who is a little strange. Oddball, a strange person, strange person. We see the word medieval in that paragraph. Medieval is a period of history. It's a time in history, in European history. Medieval, the medieval history period was about 500 AD to about 1500 AD. So knights and armor, you know, you've seen movies about King Arthur, Braveheart. Those are medieval movies. That's a medieval time period. Medieval. All right, we see the word outlandish in this paragraph. Outlandish means kind of dramatic and creative and a little crazy. But not crazy like on the street, living on the street crazy. Crazy and fun. Very loud and fun. For example, Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey is an outlandish person. If you see Jim Carrey's comedy movies, right? He's always yelling and screaming and yah! He acts kind of crazy, but it's very fun, very funny. That's outlandish. Outlandish. So outlandish. Outlandish means kind of crazy and fun. We see the word hamish here. Hamish performers. Hamish means too dramatic, too strong. And it hamish really, we use it to describe an actor or an actress. Say, oh, she is a ham, or she is hamish. A ham is a noun. Hamish is an adjective. If we say she's hamish, it means, oh, her acting is too strong, too much. All right, we see the word buff here. B-U-F-F. A buff, a history buff. A buff is a fan, someone who likes some kind of field or discipline, someone who likes to study something or do something, especially studying something. So for example, here we have a history buff is a person who loves to study history. It's their hobby. If we have a train buff, it means they love to study trains and learn about trains. Right? So a buff, you can put anything in front of it. A train buff, a car buff, a motorcycle buff, a history buff. Okay, we see the word misfits here. Misfit. A misfit is someone who does not fit in with society, with the social group. So a misfit, someone who's basically not normal. Someone who doesn't fit with normal society, doesn't fit with the normal culture. We call that kind of person a misfit. It could be positive, it could be negative, it depends on the situation. But a misfit does not fit in, does not belong with the normal group. Next, we have the word drudgery. Drudgery means very boring work. Difficult and boring work, but especially boring. Drudgery, drudgery, drudgery. Many students think that studying English is drudgery. Oh, it's boring and difficult work. That's what students sometimes say, right? They're using textbooks. They use normal methods. They say, oh, this is drudgery, 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 difficult, boring work, drudgery, drudgery. Okay, next paragraph, we see the word, actually the phrase, revolves around, revolves around. Revolves around means it's the center of the event. It's the most important thing. So we say, the event revolves around a tournament or a fight. It means the fight is the most important part of the event. The event revolves around a fight. The event revolves around a battle. It means the battle's in the middle. It's the most important part of the event. All right, and centerpiece is the same idea. We also see the word centerpiece in that paragraph. It's the same meaning. It means it's the most important thing. It's at the center. Okay, next paragraph, on to page 2. We see the word patchwork, a patchwork. A patchwork means a collection. What it really means is a group of things that are put together. Lots of little pieces put together. For example, if I have a lot of pieces of cloth, clothing, and I sew them together, I put them together, and I make pants. But I'm not using one big piece, right? I have many little pieces that I'm sewing together. That's called a patchwork. A patchwork. A patchwork. This article, it says the United States is a patchwork of kingdoms. It means the small groups called kingdoms are put together to make the United States. A patchwork. A patchwork. Okay, then we go on to 2 more paragraphs down. We see the phrase full-fledged. Full-fledged. Full-fledged means total, complete, 100%. If I say, he is a full-fledged alcoholic, right? Alcoholic, someone who drinks alcohol too much. That means he's a total alcoholic, completely, totally an alcoholic, a full-fledged alcoholic. So full-fledged, full-fledged, full-fledged means total, complete, 100%. All right, we see the word monarchy here. Monarchy is a kind of government, monarchy. Monarchy is a government that is ruled by, that is controlled by a king and a queen. That's a monarchy, a monarchy. A monarchy. Not many monarchies in the world anymore, but in the past, many monarchies, right? There was a king and a queen. They were the true leaders. That's a monarchy style of government. Okay, down towards the end of that paragraph, we see the word persona. Persona. Persona is kind of like a character or a personality, but it's one that you create. So it's a character or personality that you create. We call that a persona. 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 Next paragraph, we see the word stunning. Stunning means amazing, incredible, and surprising. That's stunning, stunning, incredible, amazing, surprising, stunning, stunning. All right, we see the word manic in this paragraph. Manic, manic means having a lot of energy. Very, very, very energetic. Super energetic. Very, very, very energetic. Lots and lots and lots of energy. We say manic, manic. He is manic. He is manic. He's always running around. He always speaks very fast. Manic, manic. Next paragraph, we have a few new words and a few interesting words. One is meticulous. Meticulous. Many members of the SCA are meticulous researchers. Meticulous means very, very careful. And especially meticulous means careful about details, careful about small details. We call that meticulous. It's an adjective, meticulous, a meticulous person, a very careful person, a person who's careful about details. Meticulous, meticulous, meticulous. Okay, a little farther down, we see the word eccentricity. Eccentricity means weirdness, strangeness, eccentricity. But eccentricity means strangeness that is okay, it's not negative. Strangeness maybe that's a little bit fun or a little interesting. We call that eccentricity. Eccentricity. Eccentricity is a noun. Next, we see the word camaraderie. Camaraderie. You really don't pronounce that second A. We usually say camaraderie. Camaraderie. Camaraderie is a feeling of friendship. It's the emotion of friendship. When you have a friend, the emotion you feel for the other person, we call it camaraderie. We usually don't say love, right? If you have a friend, it might be love if you really have a close, close friend. You might say you love your friend. But a normal, average friend, you might just say you have camaraderie. You feel camaraderie. It's a feeling of friendship, camaraderie. The end of that paragraph, we see the word jubilant. Jubilant. Jubilant means very, very, very happy. Jubilant. He is very jubilant means he's very happy. Yay! Jubilant, happy. Jubilant means happy. Jubilant means very happy. Then we see tedium. Tedium means very boring work. Very, very boring. Usually tedium has the idea of having something that's very, very small, lots of details, many boring details. We call that tedium. The tedium is the noun. Tedious is the adjective. This work is tedious, or this is tedium. Finally, we see the word, the phrase, sorry, for its own sake. For its own sake. Do something for its own sake. When you do something for its own sake, you do it because you enjoy it. Only because you like it. Only because you enjoy it. You're not trying to get some other goal. You don't have another reason to do it. You just do it because you like it. We call that doing it for its own sake. For its own sake. For its own sake. Okay, that is all of the vocabulary. Listen a few times until you are familiar with all of these words, and then go on to the mini story. Bye-bye.